For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
A Christmas Carol. It's here, as it is every year, at the Alleyway Theater, Neil Raddus's production. And I think it's going to be great because David Mitchell is playing Scrooge, and he can play a scary guy.
He does. And I'm glad you started with this because sometimes, after having done it for 33 years in a row, Alleyway should not be taken for granted, don't you think? And they have their carolers out there in the alley in between Alleyway Theater and Shea singing before the show. And it is truly, faithfully Charles Dickens' story with a lot of Christmas music. And it holds up very, very well.
Truly, faithfully, covering all of the bases. And I'm sure there are people in that audience with children who went when they were children.
I'm sure.
Whole generation now. Buffalo Pinocchio. Richard Lambert of the New Phoenix Theater said he wanted a holiday show, so he wrote one about Pinocchio. But as great as the puppetry is and the acting, and I like the songs, it just didn't hold together. I didn't get it.
Well, I felt that some of the accoutrements were extraneous, but I do think that in the center of it, the Pinocchio story is captivating. And I did think that story was beautifully told with the puppets, which are gorgeous. And I thought pulling in some puppets from previous shows and places was done very, very effectively. I loved seeing that deer puppet again. Didn't you?
Folks, if you don't know what we're talking about, get over to the New Phoenix. It is so real.
And children in the audience, the night I saw it, were mesmerized by the magic happening. I did think that the war-torn, futuristic setting was extraneous and unnecessary, but once that's out of the way and we can focus on the core of it, I found the heart of the story endearing and compelling.
Christmas is coming uptown. Now, that's supposed to be the Christmas Carol, only set in Harlem, but I felt it missed a lot of the points of A Christmas Carol. And the night I went, opening night, the mics were not quite working well.
We were at the same performance. Yeah, that was a challenge. There were things that we flat out couldn't hear. I was looking up there thinking, remember when actors could project? I think they're just a challenge about 710 Main. They're presenting it as a season, but it is a season without anything cohesive. When it's this show from that company and this show from that company and all these companies that have entirely different missions, the Paul Robeson Theater is overtly, in their mission, a community-oriented theater. And I think that their own audience was probably very satisfied with the production. I think that the kids and their families who went and saw that, and kids love seeing other children performing on stage, and could Tiny Tim have been cuter? But yeah, some unevenness about it. It's not what we associate with that space.
And I know sometimes we complain about adding things to a play, but they added a gospel song at a church service that certainly Dickens would never have put in. Gospel hadn't been invented. And that just knocked it out of the park.
Well, interestingly, Philip Rose, one of the creators of this show, of this Harlem version, white and Jewish New Yorker, Philip Rose, do you know his greatest claim to fame was he was the discoverer of Lorraine Hansberry and one of the original producers of A Raisin in the Sun. And so there's that little bit of history. I got to know him and his wife, Doris Bellick, when she was doing the Cemetery Club. And he came to Buffalo, and wonderful, wonderful man, both, alas, deceased. But this production, well-intentioned, uneven.
Well, I don't care what age you are, 6 to 60, get over to the Theater of Youth. Junie B. Jones in Jingle Bells, Batman Smells is fabulous. The two leads, Renee Landrigan as Junie B. Jones and Erin Lee Dandies as her arch nemesis, May, and all the other actors conspire to make this wonderful story. And I know, you know, there's that line, I laughed, I cried, it became a part of me. Well, I really did laugh and I really did cry. It was very effectively done.
There's so much for children around this time of year, and it's a great time to form permanent family memories. Junie B. Jones at the Theater of Youth Company.
And more Christmas stories. A Christmas Story, the musical, is at Shea's, and that's through Sunday, December 18th as well.
And as we clarified last week, yes, indeed, there is a song about you'll shoot your eye out.
And here's some good news. They've extended the run of It Was a Wonderful Life, which is at the Cemetery, at the Forest Lawn Chapel, to be exact. We thought it was going to wrap up soon, but it's extended through Saturday, December 31st, so folks can go get a first-hand knowledge of some of the longtime residents of Forest Lawn.
Eternal residents of Forest Lawn Cemetery. Yeah.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.